Whiskey 4 OIM. Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot calling. Whiskey 4 Delta Foxtrot.
Delta Foxtrot. J4OIM. Good evening, Don.
Good evening to you. Hope you're staying dry over there.
What was it, 2 weeks ago when we had them storms that had that hail in it? It broke two of my skylights out of my camper back here. And I got up there and put plastic bags over them and duct taped them. And then last week we got more hail and knocked a hole through them. And I got a couple of small leaks in here, but they nowhere near my radio equipment. I got a couple of 5 gallon buckets sitting in here trying to catch the water.
You had a hell of a time here the last few weeks. That's pretty bad. Sounds bad. Yeah, it's we've got a lot of rain, that's for sure. And it looks like it's going to keep on coming for a while. I listened to the net several times, Walter, and I heard a couple of stations in Inman. There are a couple of stations in Inman that I guess they're new. Do you know who they are?
Steve, I forgot his call. It's KN4ZFW or something like that. He ain't a half a mile above your house. You go up New Cut Road toward Mount Lebanon Church Road, and you'll see a drive there. It goes way off to the right, and there's a house up there on the hill. And when you turn in that drive, it forks off, and he's got two big old rocks out there with the house number on them. And he lives up there, and then John, I don't know where he lives. Yeah, they about four or five, or maybe more than that of us up here in Inman.
It's growing for sure, the number of people getting on. That's always good. Yeah, there was one last night that he said he lived up near he lived up at Gramlin, so that's just over the hill for me for sure. But it's good to see the new station coming on every day. It sure is. And I haven't given up on the Inman Radio Society, the one I dubbed IRS. So that's still in the works. We'll see how it goes. It'll just be just a few of us gathered together.
See that happen.
But complete a couple years ago, and I already organized the group, and was trying to get my old novice call from 1959. It was available at the time. KN4SAO. I was going to get it for the club, for the group. It's not a club, just a group of us. But I waited too long. I waited about a month too late. Someone picked that call up.
I'm trying to think what my novice call was. WD4RCL, I think.
I wish I had gotten it. I just wish I had kept it to start with. I've had a number of calls. I started off with a novice, KN4SAO, then, of course, I upgraded to K4SAO, then went to work for ETV here in Spartanburg, and I changed over to W4ETV, Echo Tango Victor. And then when W4DF came available, I jumped on that. So this will be my last change, I hope. But how am I sounding into the repeater? Am I any better than that I normally come in?
You're full quieting.
For some adapters, BNC to SMA, put on the Bayphone, Biophane, or whatever you call it here. And they came in today, and I just went ahead and hooked a mobile antenna. I got a mobile antenna sitting here on the bed, mag mount. It's sitting on a large a cookie plate, cookie tin, I guess you'd call it, for the ground. Looks kind of funny. And my wife said I was going to have to turn that back over to her. So I'm just trying to get something so in an emergency I can get into the repeaters, okay? You know, I was just thinking, we're talking about call letters. Back when K4SUG Ray and myself got on, like I say, it was 1959. I think we both came on at the same time. There were only calls W4 and K4. And you started off with a novice. A novice would come in as WN4, blah, blah, blah. And then a novice would be KN4, blah, blah, blah. And when they upgraded, they would take on just a single W4 or K4. That was a long time ago.
Sure was. Boy, but, man, there's a big tree limb that just fell out of this tree over top of my ham shack. I've got some cleaning up to do after it clears off.
Put on your hard hat and your gloves. You need to put on your mask and gloves. You need to put on a hard hat.
Oh, boy, I've wore a hard hat all my life. I never want to have to wear another one of those things.
I've had to wear them when I was in my work, working on towers and microwave equipment, being around all kinds of tower construction. Matter of fact, I still have it somewhere with my call letters on it. I printed my call letters on the hard hat. So I've got it here somewhere. Walter, let me ask you a question. This radio that you brought over here to me, was that the one in your truck?
That's my truck.
I'm going to start working the satellites again like I used to, the FM satellites, and it's going to require a dual band, 2 meter and 70 centimeters. So what I'm looking to do, Walter, is just go order a new one, and I'd like to get this rig that you brought over, get it back to you, and let you put it back in your truck.
I'm going to use it. I've got another Klig here I got out last night, and blew it out and cleaned the contacts in it and everything. I was fixing to stick it in there. Started to do it earlier, but the rain started coming down heavy, and I said, it'll wait.
It'll wait. The rain's going to stop eventually, I guess. But Noah said the same thing. When he held out his hand, he said, what in the world is that dropping out of the sky? And it had never rained before the flood. Just think about it. Now, you can verify that back in the Old Testament. The earth was watered from within. Water came up from inside the earth and watered everything, Scripture says. So he didn't know, matter of fact, he didn't know what a boat was. But he learned real fast. Walter, let me get off here. There may be some others wanting to get on, and I just wanted to check this thing out. I'm eventually going to get some kind of antenna outside. But I can't, it's 75, I can't climb on the roof anymore. And I may get on the low bands again, I don't know. But I've been on it so long, I really, 61 years, that's a long time. I've enjoyed every minute of it. And I want to go out tapping that CW. That's my favorite mode, CW. Walter, you have a good day, stay dry, and get out from under those trees. You need to run and get in the basement. Because I guess it could still collapse the house. You be safe. Take care. And I'll get this radio to you. You can come by and pick it up one day when the rain stops. And I appreciate you bringing it over here, Walter. 73s, and thank you for letting me test out this radio and antenna. K4OIM, my dad's old call. This is W4 Delta Fox Shot.
73, Don, I enjoy talking to you. So I'll be clear. K4, I am clear.